Just me and you and the sound of the ocean behind us.
It's very nice. I love that rumbling sound.
What rumbling sound?
The waves.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my stomach. My stomach's been rumbling all morning. I shouldn't mix my drink.
What drink?
Buttermilk and two-toe water.
Fred, I've got to talk to you about something. I've already put it off too long. But I can't seem to find the right way to say it.
You got a problem?
Yes, I have.
Well, are you pregnant? Well, if you ain't pregnant, what's the problem?
Fred, how long have we been engaged?
Oh, now I know what you're getting at. You want to know when we're going to get married.
Right. I have an important decision to make.
What kind of decision?
Well, I have another marriage proposal.
What?
Do you remember Osgood Perkins? He's a patient I've worked for. Remember, I brought him to the house one night.
That old invalid? You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding, Fred. Osgood asked me to marry him. If I wanted to, I could marry him tomorrow morning.
And bury him tomorrow evening. See, the preacher, we didn't even have to take his tuxedo off. Just marry him and bury him the same day.
Fred, now this is not a joking matter. I was serious when I said I have to make a decision. I can't go on waiting.
Okay, okay. You won't have to wait. I made up my mind.
You have?
Yeah. Freddie, your steady is ready.
Fred, do you mean it? You really do?
Yeah.
Oh, Fred. Wait a minute, Fred. Let's save some until after the wedding.
Well, let's don't wait. Let's set the date right away. See, I ain't doing nothing this weekend. We get married Sunday.
Sunday? Sunday, that's so soon. Why, we've got so much to do. We have to find a church and send out the wedding invitations and get our blood test.
You don't have to worry about that. We can get married at the house, and just you and me and Reverend Trimble, and all I have to worry about is having enough blood for the blood test.
What about Lamont? You think he'll have any objections?
I'll overrule any objection he might have, and I have five good reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Say, wait a minute, baby. Hold on a minute. But baby, just hold on 1 minute. Wait a minute, baby. You know who this is? This is hello.
She knew.
Say, Jack, you want to try Francine?
No, man. She's always hungry. The last time I took her out, she had 4 fat burgers and a thick shake. And besides that, she got a shiny nose, man. Whenever I take her to the movies and I go to get popcorn, I can always find my seat by her neon nose. Hey, man, what about Dimples and Lee?
Dimples and Lee? The gruesome twosome?
You is a fool. Hey, we ain't that hard up.
Hey, I wonder if I still got their number.
Look under DT for desperation time. Now, here it is. And the LR for last resort.
Somebody.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Hi, son.
Good evening, Lamont.
Hello, Donna. How you doing, Mr. Sanford? I don't believe I've had the pleasure, man.
Oh, excuse my man, Rollo. Rollo Lawson, meet Donna Harris, my fiance.
Hello, Rollo.
Is he? Rollo is one is always leading Lamont astray. You know, like Rollo and follow. sit down, darling. Give me Lamont. Got something to tell you. You ready? Donna has consented to make me the happiest man in the world.
What's she gonna do, make you a beneficiary?
What kind of dumb thing is that to say? That's downright insulting. You ain't got no class at all. See, Donna, do you have insurance policy?
Say, come on, Pop, what you want to tell me, man? Me and Rollo got something to do.
Okay, brace yourself. You ready? Donna and I get married Sunday.
Hey, congratulations, Mr. Sanford. That's out of sight. Hey, Papa, Sunday's the day after tomorrow, man. Why are you going to do it so soon?
Well, Donna ain't getting no younger. and I ain't either. And see, Donna be like a sort of a September bride, and I'm be a December groom. And when winter meets fall, we gonna have a ball. Come on, Donna, I'll walk you to the car, honey.
Good night.
If your old man can hook up with a queen like that, I know it's some hope for me. I'm gonna get back in this book.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Now, this is serious, Rollo. I think he's really gonna get married this time, man.
Well, so what? Give the old dude some credit.
The old dude don't need no credit. He needs strength.
Man. Hey, well, it looks like they're gonna make it fine to me.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna make it fine, because Don and I don't get along too tough.
Hey, Bubby, you ain't married. Your pop is.
Yeah, but I got to live here in the house with her, and it's not gonna work out, man. She'd be in here trying to take over this place. The whole house would be smelling and tasting like cold cream. And there'd be them old long hairs on the sink in the bathroom.
Thanks, son. Donna's car and our truck, we'll be a two-car family. Say, Rollo, get your narrow rump off my stump.
So it's cold, Pop. That's great, Pop. Hey, listen, man. Are you sure you've given this a lot of thought, Pop? Because, I mean, marriage is a very serious business.
I know that. I've given it thought. A lot of thought. And that's what I want to do, so don't try to talk me out of it.
No, I don't want to talk you out of it. I just don't want you rushing into nothing.
I ain't rushing into nothing. I'm just strolling into it. If I wait much longer, I won't be able to crawl into it.
Yeah, but you know that old saying, Pop. Fools rush in where wise men fear to go.
But wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know? Oh. See, when we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. This is Station F-R-E-D signing off. Good night, you two dummies.
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. Now, wait a minute.
Listen, if you don't mind, I'm going upstairs to get me some rest for the blood test. I don't want to funk it.
Yeah, but you still haven't told me why all of a sudden you got this sudden desire to get married. Now, what happened?
Well, if we're going to talk, let's have us a cold beer.
Please, Pop, because, I mean, you're not here this morning, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. You tell me you gotta get married just like that. I mean, I don't have no warning. Listen, or nothing. I just want to know what happened.
Here's what happened. I had to beat out a competitor. See, she got another proposal, so I had to act fast. It was either now or never.
Don't you see what that means?
Yeah, it's me now and him never.
Pop, that's the oldest trick in the business, man. She told you that stuff about another man to get you trapped. Sagittarius the Hunter got captured by the game.
What's wrong with that? I like it.
Pop, it's the principle of the thing, man. I knew I smelled something rotten.
If you smell something rotten, you ought to wash your mustache. Because all I smell is bouquet. Wedding bouquet.
Can't you see what's happening, Pop? You're being pressured into getting married.
I ain't being pressured into nothing. Besides, I ain't getting no younger. And if we're gonna have some kids, we better do it right away. And while I got my teeth, I don't want to be sitting around gumming no paddling with the kid.
What would happen if Don and I don't get along too tough? I mean, what if it got so bad that I had to split?
I'd miss you, son.
I know you're not going to have no big wedding, Pop, because you know you can't afford that.
Oh, no. It'd just be Reverend Trimble $10 special. Just me and the bride-to-be.
But what about the family, man? Aren't you going to invite the family?
My family's in St. Louis. They'll read about it in the society column in Jet Magazine. And Mr. and Mrs. Sanford married. The bride is a practical nurse, and the groom is a prominent Los Angeles coordinator.
No, I'm talking about family out here, man. What about Aunt Esther and Uncle Woody and Aunt Minnie and Uncle Jake?
What about them? I ain't giving no Halloween party. If Donna sees them, she think I'm playing trick or treat. Good night.
Wait a minute. And so that's it, huh? That's the way it's gonna be. The three of us living here in the same house.
That's how it's gonna be. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three. I'm heading to my blue bedroom.
Well, she did it. The barracuda finally got him trapped.
Yeah, damn.
Hey, she got his nose open so wide you could run a tractor through it.
Hey, look at what's so cold-blooded, man. He don't even want no relatives at the wedding.
Now, that's cold-blooded.
Rallo! Oh, I forgot about that song, man. Yeah, well, see, Rallo, my old man and my family got to understand, and they all understand that they hate each other. They never forgave him for marrying my mother.
First wife's family always hate the new wife. That's the way it is. And you try to bring them together, look out. It's fireworks. And let me tell you something, man. If you're thinking about bringing them together, that's what you're thinking of. You thinking about bringing all them together. But your pop don't want that, does he? But you gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, I think I gotta go. I hear my pop coming now. I'll call you later, Aunt Esther. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, son. Come here, I wanna show you something. How's it look?
Looks like a black felt bedpan.
Listen, it's a Homburg. Hey, I forgot I had it. I really did. I got it real cheap. I found it.
It's a nice hat, Pop, but it's a little bit too big for your head.
Oh, it might be a little too big, but I don't think so. I can stuff some newspaper over here inside and then blow out what I got left of my natural. And it fits perfect. Give the wedding a little class.
Are you planning on wearing this tuxedo, too?
Yeah, I'm taking it to the cleaners, have it pressed. See, I got a little collard green juice here on the sleeve. Started staining a little bit. Must have been when we had the victory celebration for Mayor Bradley. You know, all the junk men got together, had the celebration.
I thought you said you was going to have a simple wedding.
I am. This is for the pictures.
Well, I guess if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
Say, you had a change of mind about the wedding, huh?
Yeah, I got to thinking about it, Pop. And once I thought about it, it didn't seem so bad after all. I mean, you got a right to be happy. I even told a few people about it.
Who?
Well, Aunt Esther, for one.
You told ugly Esther? That's the worst person in the world you could have told. Well, as long as you invited her to come over here, so I guess it's okay.
I didn't have to, Pop. She invited herself.
She what? Old gorilla face gonna be at my wedding? Is she gonna bring Woody the Wino?
I believe so.
That does it. Now I'm gonna have to hide my Ripple, my gin, my scotch, my bourbon, my rye. Got to hide my bug spray, my Drano. I hope she don't tell nobody else.
No, she won't.
Good.
But I couldn't have Aunt Esther and Uncle Woody here without having Aunt Minnie and Uncle Jake.
Minnie the Moocher and Jake the Jackass. Oh, no. You're turning my dream come true into a nightmare.
Oh, come on, Pop. Now, be fair. This is our family, and Donna hasn't even met him yet.
Donna also have never met a school of piranha.
Look, Pop, would you stop worrying? Now, they're not gonna be here that long.
That's what the Indians say when they first saw the white man coming.
Oh, that's the Uncle Woody. Hey. Hey, help yourself to some refreshments. Sit down over there on the couch. Help yourself, Uncle Jake. Boy. Well, what do you think of my pop getting married?
It's hard for me to believe that there's a woman somewhere that desperate. Me too. What's the matter with her, Lamont? Is she lame? Say, Lamont, where's Fred and his bride-to-be anyway?
Oh, they're out taking the wedding pictures. I don't think they like the atmosphere around here.
Oh, pardon me. And what did you say her name was?
Donna.
Yeah, Donna. It means lady.
Is that so? I once had a dog named Lady.
Oh. Aunt Flossie! Hey, Uncle Edgar!
Hello,
come on in.
Flossie!
Hey, Edgar, better grab yourself a drink before Woody hits his stride over here.
Put that ball down, Woodrow. Don't let me have to knock you out. Mama, did you talk this over with your father?
I tried to, Aunt Esther, but Donna's got his mind pretty well made up.
What does this woman do for a living?
Oh, she's a nurse.
Oh, honey, you know how those old nurses are. All they do all day is give strange men back rubs.
Hey. That sounds like my kind of woman. I want to see her.
Yeah, me too, man.
Woodrow, you came here with teeth. To get married in a church.
Donna wanted a small wedding with not too many guests at all. You see, I don't think she'd be comfortable around folks like us. She's so accustomed to being around doctors and important clients and things, you know.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Hello, everybody. I'd like you to meet my lovely bride-to-be. Donna, meet the family.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad you could come.
How about a toast to the bride and groom?
Woodrow, put that bottle down before I unscrew your wrist. It's not that we don't want to toast you. We just want to get to know you a little better. Right, ladies?
Right.
Yeah, right.
I was talking to the ladies, fool. Come, ladies. Let's get to know the bride-to-be a little better.
Yeah, let's do that.
Say, where you taking her?
In the kitchen for a little girl talk.
Come on, honey. I staying on her.
Say, Fred, ain't it a little late for you to be getting married?
I'm still breathing, ain't I?
Are you really a nurse, or do you just say you a nurse and all your patients are heathens?
I don't know what you mean.
Why don't you get married in a church?
Yeah, why don't you get married in a church?
Why? I don't know. But we decided to have a small and informal wedding.
You remember to tell that to the Lord. And the Lord will tell you, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Right, sister?
Amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Where will you be when the knock comes, sister?
So she's a nurse, huh, Fred? I bet she gives a mean back rub, huh?
How'd you like me to rub this across your lips?
doctors you got on the side.
Oh, this has gone far enough.
Sit down. You ain't finished answering all our questions yet. What kind of mother do you intend to be to Lamont, our favorite nephew? You think you can just walk in here and take my sister Elizabeth's place? My sister had class. Our whole family's got class.
You are nothing but three
witches. Who you calling a witch? Witch?
Both of you guys, both of you, get on out.
Hey, wait a minute, Fred. You can't put us out. We're your relatives.
You're a damn lie. Ain't nobody in my family like neither one of y'all. Now get the hell out of here.
Get out of my way, Fred. Get out of my way.
What's the matter?
Let me in. Tell me what's going on.
Hold on, don't please.
Let me at her.
Donna.
Let me at her. Her behind is mine.
What did she do to us? She had the nerve to call us witches.
And she was right. You three ugly witches. And you married your husbands and turned them into frogs. Get out of here. Get to jumping. Get out of here.
Fred Sample, the wrath of God will strike you down.
And this Louisville slugger will knock you out. And take this wild out of here with you. Come in here and mess up my wedding. There they are. Go ahead, open the door for me.
Open the door, son.
Come on. Wait a minute, Papa's right in trouble.
What's going on here, Fred? Why, people are running away from here like there was a riot going on.
There was.
What happened?
Well, here's what happened, Reverend. Don and I, we ain't getting married. But you can keep the $10. And it's your fault, dummy. I knew if you invited me, it'd be something happening here like this. I told you it would. I knew it. And you knew it. You planned it.
Wait a minute, Pop. Now, don't go jumping to no conclusions.
All I'm jumping to is upside your head. Now, look here, Reverend. You didn't preach no marriage, but stick around. You can preach the funeral.
Reverend, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm ready to tell you what this is. Wait a minute, Don. Don't hang up again. Listen, I never wanted that gang over here. It was Lamont's idea. Yeah, honest it was. See, let's do it again. And next time we'll do it right. See, we'll sneak down to somewhere nice like El Segundo or maybe Gardena. Yeah. Or we could wait till June. Then you'll be a June bride. See, I can stick the cake in the refrigerator. No, the cake's too big. It won't fit. But I tell you what I'd like to do with that cake. I'd like to shove it down Lamont's throat. Uh-huh. Listen, Donna, I'll call you back. You know what I said I want to do with that cake? I'm going to do it. Lamont Sanford don't know that he's about to star in a new version of Deep Throat.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.